So in the song credits, under this track, I see that there are no writers, no performers, no producers. All that it says is organic nature sounds. Let that sink in. Organic nature sounds. Now, principally, we know that all sounds are organic nature sounds. Isn't it interesting that we've come this far as a species where we're looking at our own creations, giving ourselves names, giving ourselves band identities or artist identities, writing songs, titling them? And all of this is a process of organic nature, but because we're playing perhaps man-made instruments and things of that nature, we're considering it to be of a different nature than nature itself, even though guitars are made of wood and guitar strings are made of metal, you know. So it's just so interesting to me to consider that organic nature sounds are separated. They're made as a distinction, like, hey, this is birds, this is trees, wind, birds, rain. This is all the stuff that just happens. Yet we're over here, and from a bird's point of view, it wakes up, looks out in the morning, oh look, there's a mailman, there's Joe leaving for work, you know. From their point of view, we're just happening. It's all just happening. But we make the distinction that this tract has no composers, no writers, no one thought this up. This is just organic nature sounds. And on the other hand, we as artists, musicians, kind of see ourselves as, a little bit more refined, maybe. We're putting this effortful thought into what we're doing. And I just happen to find that really interesting. You know, where do we draw the line between where we end and the environment begins? Are we not just as much a part of the environment as everything else? And it's the classic chicken and the egg question. Thoughts, feelings, emotions, where do they come from? Is that something we are doing, or is it happening to us? So, you know, the whole chicken and the egg thing, what came first? Now, with thoughts and with language, there is no what came first. There's an interplay going on. And that the connection between these two things is that they depend upon each other. They go together like in and out. Like black and white. Their existence necessitates each other, or they would both cease. And so when we as, let's just say, beings, experiencing an environment and experiencing a vessel in the form of a body, what sort of experience are we really having that we can step to the side and claim that we know what we are experiencing? Claim that we are separate observers. You know, there's organic nature sounds, and then there's our sounds. How silly is that?